It's time for our Voice of the Valley. And my guest today is Autumn Meyer, who is a Valley City native. Thanks so much for joining us today, Autumn.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I'm so excited to be here.
You are back in Valley City. So
yes.
Tell us about your journey and your ride that brought you back.
Yeah, so I moved away summer after freshman year. And ever since graduating high school up there and kind of getting my licensing and getting in the workforce, it's been on my heart to be back here, and I didn't know when or how it would happen, but I'm so thrilled with the way that it has and that I'm here now with the knowledge that I have and the experience that I have and just the place that I am in life. I'm so excited to be here and educate people and get to kind of know this community again.
That's great. Well, Autumn is starting up a new business. It's called Sacred Beans, and love the title. We're going to talk about the focus of the business. Where did you come up with the title?
It was a long process, and there was so many names that I went through, and a lot of bouncing ideas off of loved ones and kind of getting their feedback. And one day I was texting with my mom about what I wanted people to really experience with my services and just kind of with connecting with me. And I was talking about how I just wanted to be this sacred experience where people can go and feel safe to express and connect, but also feeling like they're in a safe place with me. And that word sacred is just, it just perfectly kind of bundles all of that up together. And beings, we are human beings. I work with the body. And so the two just kind of flow well together. And that's kind of where that came from.
That's great. Well, let's talk about Sacred Beans. It's a brand new business. We're going to have an open house on Saturday.
Yes.
And talk a little bit about the real focus of your business. What will you be focusing on?
The focus services will be group yoga classes. So those will be, most of them will wind up being kind of in the early afternoon or evening. I will have a few morning classes available, which I'm just so excited for all of those at every stage of the day. The classes will have a really wide variety of things that we're focusing on. So yes, we'll be doing yoga and kind of like the standard, what people envision, but then we'll also be taking it a couple steps deeper into connecting spiritually and physically with our brains and how our nervous systems work and how our digestive systems work, and classes to help manage stress and anxiety and different things kind of along those lines. And then one of the services that I'm really excited to be able to offer is a one-on-one service of a combination of yoga and massage. And when I say that, it sounds like they're two separate things. Like we'd go do a massage and then we'd go do yoga,
yeah.
But they're happening at the same time. So it's me walking you through different postures, but then also helping your body to, one, feel super comfortable in those positions, but also get a better, more comfortable release of tension, pain, stress, all of that kind of thing. So that's a one-on-one service that I'm so excited to be able to offer to the community.
That's fantastic. You talk about stress, relieving stress. We have a society that, we've got, many of us have high-level stress jobs or whatever, and then having your services, and then some probiotics as well. you're going to be concentrating on the well-being of us.
Yes, yeah. And that's truly what it is, wellness at its core. I'm so excited. It's so cool.
Well, it's great. Well, you got a big open house coming up on Saturday,
yes.
October 1st. Tell us, first of all, where are you located at?
I am on Central Avenue, 341 Central Avenue, just north of Central Health Mart Pharmacy.
That's right.
Yes. So the open house will be from 1 to 3:30 on Saturday. And then immediately following that, from 3:30 to 4, we'll have a free beginner-friendly yoga flow. And the focus with that will be just on gratitude, because that's been the whole theme for me as I've been getting this set up, is just how grateful I am to be here, to be in the space, the physical space that I'm in, and to how grateful I am to be serving this community. So that is something that it would be so great if you signed up for, so you can find Sacred Beings on Facebook and send me a message, and then get signed up for that, because there are only 25 spots available. That's the limit that the studio kind of has mm-hmm. on comfortable space, to where we're not feeling too crunched mm-hmm. in there. So I've got about 10 spots left. So it would be great if you could send me a message on Facebook and I can get you on the list.
That's great. Website. Can they just Google yes, Sacred Beings?
That's on my Facebook page. Okay. So you'll be able to get to the website through there. There's tons of information on some of the different services. And then hopefully by tonight, I'll have October's schedule live. But that will definitely be some flyers that I'll have available on Saturday at the open house as well.
That's great. All right. Anna Meyer, who is the owner of Sacred Beings, starting a new business. And again, the open house.
The open
Saturday,
house.
October 1st.
Yes.
From
1 to 3:30. And then the free beginner friendly yoga is from 3:30 to 4.
Great. All right. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
There's Anna Meyer, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.